And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. Americans.
What's up, Greg?
Heyo!
Heyo!
What kind of shirt are you wearing? Is that like a moon?
It's a sun, dude. Is it a sunset right there? You know what I'm saying?
It's the generic what the hell is that?
That's the kind of shit that you see that they hand paint at the local fucking 4th of July festival. Oh. A little note card. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's almost like Tron. You know, like that Tron. Sure.
I feel like there should be like a Grand Theft Auto logo on the top of that.
Fuck yeah, dude.
There should be.
Like Miami Vice, bro. You know, it says Miami Vice. That's a pretty sick shirt though, man.
I like it.
I like the colors, man. I like the colors. What's happening? What's up?
Oh, you know, just living the dream.
Yeah.
But yeah, not much. I mean, TikTok band just got signed today.
Saw that.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, it's going to slow roll, right? Like it's about a year they have to fix something.
So, what's the decision on this? Is it just going to be banned or is it going to have to become an American company?
So, they have a year essentially to dissolve the Chinese ownership of the company. And allow like America to own the business. You know what I mean? So
why would anybody do that? Like, why would anybody do that? Can you imagine if China did that to us that we had to like, whatever,
no shit.
Ford.
Yeah. I never really,
you know,
understood
or just
that.
Name a company and they're just like, yeah, you have to sell that to us or you're just not going to like,
yeah. Like,
or like give control to America or something like that. Right.
Man.
But like I heard something and I totally agree with this.
Okay.
TikTok is what the Democrats will use to get to their voter base because the young people are all on TikTok. So that's why they gave themselves the cushy year to get this thing done, because they can't afford not to use TikTok for this upcoming election.
Mm.
And I thought that was pretty interesting. I'm like, yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
Maybe.
I think TikTok is hurting the shit out of the Democrats, if you want my honest opinion, because that's where all the fun gaffes are of Joe Biden. You know what I'm saying? That's where they're losing because everybody can put out these funny posts of Joe Biden being a moron,
and they don't get censored.
Can they
much.
Though?
Yeah, they do. I got two right now.
Well, because like I've noticed that like the videos that you put up that make fun of people, especially Hillary Clinton, dude, they all get taken down. Like I had several that we were just saying like, who is this woman? Like back in the day when I would like do little clips for Part of My America, like I put one up for TikTok. And it was like, we were talking about Hillary Clinton. Like, who is this short fucking woman next to Bill Clinton? Because remember, she had the mask on. I'm like, we were like, dude, that's her body double. Like, that's a clone. Mm-hmm. And we were just totally joking around about it. But TikTok thought it was inappropriate. And it went against their community guidelines. And they removed it.
I don't remember that video. Did we say she was fat or anything? Or, you know, was there any body shaming?
No.
I'm just trying to know.
Like, who is this woman? This is not Hillary. That's all we said, pretty much.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, that is a weird thing, though, that you guys just brought up a second ago, how another country can sign something and just say,
well, let's look up like exactly what it says, though, dude, because like, I don't want to put words in
what's making who's to say China or whatever, whoever owns it, it's a Chinese company, right?
Someone.
So who's to say that America doesn't, they pass this legislation, right? And the China or the people that own the company in China are just like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Then what?
Then they don't put it in
then
America
nothing.
Anymore. No. It will be banned at that point.
Exactly.
Only in this country.
Yeah.
Yeah, in this country, yeah. But that's a huge market.
There's zero difference between what Elon Musk is doing right now.
What?
They're telling him he has to censor people from on his platform that are talking politically in other countries, and he's saying, fuck you.
Yeah.
Mm.
But what it comes down to is I don't see China doing that. That's all what I'm trying to say.
They're not
going to do it. Like, and I agree with Greg. There's a huge market in the United States, but they have plenty. You know what I'm saying? Like, China uses it a lot. Most countries use TikTok.
Yeah.
So I really don't see them, like, just... Because it's not just, like, you're changing some rules and adapting to America. They're asking, basically, like Greg said, dissolving it.
Yeah.
and we have to be able to run like no.
So I found like an NPR article, and like, I mean, take it for what it is, but it says Chinese tech giant ByteDance in 2017 purchased the popular karaoke app musical.ly and relaunched the service as TikTok. I didn't know that. TikTok's only been around since 2017.
Yeah, it's not been around that long.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. Since then, the app has been under the microscope of national security officials in Washington, fearing that the possible influence by the Chinese government. Despite these concerns, TikTok has soared. It became the trendsetter of the world, blah, 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 blah. So they're just like, the thing is like the CIA, like Facebook is DARPA, right?
Yeah.
Isn't like a life log ended, Facebook began. So it's like,
yeah. We talked about this weeks ago where, like, are any of these other companies any better, right? And then so the one thing that they have is they can say it's Chinese owned, which everybody, you know, immediately goes to, like, China's bad, right? So this is a bad thing. And the other argument I hear is in China, I hear Joe Rogan is talking about this, but he's like, well, in China, you know, like, their TikTok is all, like, you know, educational, like, you know, kids playing instruments and piano learning and da-da-da.
Has that been confirmed, though?
Well, here's the thing. No, I can't confirm it.
But if one of us was to just go to China,
yeah,
would our feed change?
No, but see,
that's the thing is you could use a VPN, right? Like I could sign in from a server
I'm in China right now. Would everything change?
And then
change?
See how my TikTok feed changes, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, it would change because you would be in China and you'd be getting local shit. I mean, I get across my feed that's based out of Conroe, Montgomery and shit, even like local shit.
Mm.
So, but what I'm trying to say is that's an easy argument to make. But however, look at culturally how the two countries are very different, right? China, you can't argue China doesn't value education or they don't put their kids into, you know, curriculars at early ages and that kind of stuff. I mean, come on, man. Like when you go through your list and we're looking at this fist fights and shit, just because we watch that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like we watch people fighting in a bar, you know what I'm saying? You watch a video and all of a sudden there's more videos. Like, of course it's going to be different. You know what I mean? Like it's going to be different.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could see it if, like, the Chinese, I guess, culture, like, if you're a parent, you would control what the feed shows to your kids. I don't know if they have a way to do that. But, like, right now is, like, if you created if my son went on and created a TikTok account, and the first video that popped up, and he didn't know how to use that app, that's what would be in his feed from there going forward. Like, whatever luck of the draw that first video happens to be, you know, if you're like a slow person and you don't really understand electronics, like you're just like, not to make fun of people that don't know how to use electronics or anything, but like you don't know how to like get rid of the video and you're going like, oh, this is the app. I must watch this full video before the next one.
Yeah, but that's right? Temporary. That only lasts for however long you want it to last.
That's my point is like the whole education thing. That could be just temporary too, and it could be dependent upon how parents or how different families, you know, tailor the script thing to run on their personal account.
Or they just don't care about the shit that we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying China is great because they're not great. I think the government's horrible. I'm not saying the people are bad. I'm saying the government is pretty horrible. However, I think you can look at some cultural stuff in America and say, like, man, we're really fucked up. You know, like, we bar fights and people being drunk and fucking, you know, what was that one? Like, World Star, you know, hip hop, whatever, and people beating the shit out of each other. Like, we do, I'm not saying everybody, but a lot of Americans watch that shit. And, of course, the feeds are going to become more of that. Just like, if you
watch... Do they not watch that in China, though?
Who knows?
Like,
I don't think...
See, that's the thing is, like, none of us know what China is like.
I agree. It is an assumption, but I'm going to make that assumption just based off of like how strict that country is with the way that they want people to be. And I think you can look at video if you look at just a downtown shot of China, I'm not saying there's not crime. There's definitely crime. You know, there's definitely issues, but I'm saying it's very culturally different. You know what I'm saying? India is going to have a very fucking different TikTok feed than what we have. You know what I'm saying? We are a culture of like, we enjoy violence. We enjoy, you know, football, you know, all of a sudden
I'm imagining India's TikTok feed.
Oh yeah.
Very curry oriented. Maybe I'm being prejudiced.
Well, India has camels. That, they have that where everybody makes food with their hands and fucking spitting shit.
Dude, I saw so disgusting. like from a street vendor.
Yeah,
flies, like thousands of flies inside this broth. And he's just like using his hands, like you're saying, like dipping a cup in, doing this, some filtration and then handing it to a guy.
I got sucked on that for like 20 minutes the other night. I was like, God damn it, this is terrible. But
I bet their immune systems are fucking rock solid.
Well, they have to be. They fucking have to be, dude. The pollution is so high. But yeah, they don't have, they just have their feet holding cups and fucking, you know, they're sticking their whole dirty ass hand inside the cup before they pour it, slopping stuff everywhere. There's just, it's just like a, ooh,
it's well, a fucking nice hospital. I seen a chick do that at a restaurant the other day a while back. Like she, we were done with our food and she's like, you guys done with your glasses? And I was like, Yeah, okay. And she just reached and like grabbed all the glasses inside the fucking thing. She's just like, crab.
Oh, I've seen that. I've seen that a ton, dude.
And I'm like,
Wait, she just put her fingers in her.
Yeah. I'm like, I had my mouth all over that.
Oh, they don't care. They wash their hands, man.
Did you put your dick in?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They should.
Did I put my dick in there? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Come on. Let's get slimy.
She's like, this one glass is extra slippery today.
Yeah. This one smells like semen.
Normal fucking ice.
What do you say? Carbonation does wonders.
You were saying, I got a question. What was the question?
Yeah. So I was going to say, like, do you think that it's purposeful? Do you think that China, like, the Chinese government is purposefully, let's say this is true. They're trying to dumb down American citizens, America's youth, with all these like videos about sex, violence, video games, all that shit.
Do I think that's true?
I mean, me personally, if this is true,
I don't believe that's. I think that's a cop out. If you want to ask me, I think that there's an algorithm built in these things, and I think whatever the people are wanting and watching and choosing to watch is what is going to happen. And and again, I'm not claiming that China is like better or anything, but you know, it's definitely different, man. You know what I'm saying? Like we've talked about this, the education system, how they value the education system. I mean, go watch.
Very rigid.
Rigid as fuck. Go watch how the elementary school kids are learning and what they're learning and the way that they're, you know, sitting at, you're not seeing kids in China beating the fuck out of their teachers like you do here.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is to me, that's a cop out because bad parenting, we should not be blaming on China. And it's easy to be like, well, my kids, you know, TikTok's terrible because, you know, there's all this stuff's on here. Well, no. Like you're not monitoring your kids as shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. Your kids are playing, you know, violent video games at a young age, which I have nothing against video games. I think they're fucking awesome, but my kid's not going to play a violent video game. This is not happening. You know what I mean? They're not going to watch violent films. You know what I'm saying? Like at a certain age, you can start breaking them in.
Yeah.
But like, no,
I mean, I don't know. Like, I think it comes down to the parenting. Like a violent video game is still a video game to me. Like, it's like a movie. It's like a violent movie. You know what I mean? Like,
but
there'd be a difference in like letting your kid just go along with like those movies and video games, no holds barred, and just like letting him free flow through it and think whatever fucking he wants. But if you're like, if you're there and you're kind of guiding him morally and mentally saying, hey, this is,
remember, this is just a video game.
This is fake. Like
who, I get you, but who does that? Seriously.
I've done it with a couple video games with Kingston.
A couple times. Right. But like what I'm trying to say is like our kids, I'm not talking about our three. I'm just saying our kids, American kids, like, yeah, that may be the case on some aspects, but they're up in the room playing these games sometimes. They're up doing the shit. Like, we're busy. We're doing something.
I mean, I'm not going to, not every time he plays the game or something, I'm not going to sit there and drill that into his head.
Yeah.
Like, if he gets a game and he's going to play it, and there's certain things about it that I'm like, and I have to, like, teach him and tell him, like, hey, this is what this is. Like, don't think this is real. This is all fake.
Yeah.
I would only just tell him that once. That's
like blaming a video game for violence. Is that what we're trying to say?
No. Like I'm all about video games, man. I think they're fucking awesome. I love violent video games. I love war games. I love shit. But I am saying, we all, I would hope can agree that like children at a certain age should not be playing games that they're shooting people. They just shouldn't, man. They shouldn't. It doesn't matter what you say that this isn't real. I'm just saying like there is, I mean, we are more desensitized now than ever.
I don't let Van play Grand Theft Auto.
But even like Roblox, man. We had this conversation. My kids both played Roblox.
There is weird shit on Roblox.
And I saw this thing on Roblox. I saw this video that this woman made. And she was saying that her kid was like five or some shit, very young, was playing this, you know, was in this room, went into a building in Roblox. You know, you can just walk into random buildings. And there was like a chat forum, basically, in this particular building. and like was being talked to by other people. And so like when the kids were first playing Roblox, we did watch them. We did see how it all works. We shut off the communication aspect because every time they play, you have to shut off the chat section. The problem is like you go into these rooms and it automatically comes on. Okay. So I saw this video and I went to Gwen, my middle daughter. I said, hey, have you ever seen this before? Like you ever chat with anybody? And I told you, she was just like, you know, and I knew, I was just like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? Well, somebody had, she went into a room and somebody was like, hey, how are you doing? Like it wasn't, I actually saw it. It wasn't that big of a deal. Like it wasn't anything like inappropriate, I'd say, but that wasn't the point.
But it could have been.
The point was, is she got into an area where even with all this things that I thought were, you know, she wasn't going to be able to do, it happened. So guess what? Mm-hmm. Roblox is no longer allowed in my house. Period.
Yeah.
Period. It doesn't matter that the game's fucking good. That game, just go look it up. There's so many issues with that fucking game, man. And that's, I'm not saying it's a bad game, but like when you have open chat
rooms. It's more adult oriented now.
This shit was like chat rooms for like girl for girl, men for men, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, no, we're not doing it. Like if you want to play the Star Wars game with me, have at it, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, like that's like my wife let Kingston buy The Witcher video game, and I'm like, dude, no, like we're returning that. I was like, have you like looked this up? And like, she doesn't know video games, like she doesn't like research anything.
Yeah,
I was like, the reason why I never bought this video game is because there's full on like sex scenes, dude.
Yeah, yeah, there are
like straight up tits hanging out, they're banging, dude.
God of War, so same like, thing, dude. God of War has that same shit, and I love it. I love it as a part of the whole game. It's an amazing game, dude. But like, I don't want my daughter seeing that. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want my son seeing that. So no, it's not an attack on games. I think games are fucking brilliant. I think they're amazing. I do actually think that games as a whole help children develop certain things, man.
Oh yeah.
You know, there's hand-eye coordination, there's strategy and thinking. A lot of these games, there's puzzle solving that you have to, you know, kind of use your brain. I don't think it's a completely like brain dead system, but
there's a time frame for certain times.
So to go back to what we're talking about, TikTok. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that we do have kids that are, we know some. Okay, you know, I'm not saying no names. We know people that are just on games all day long, and they're playing games that probably are inappropriate.
Yeah,
and that will lead to looking at other things. That's all I'm saying. And that will change the algorithm, and that will, the whole process becomes, you know.
Yeah, I think it's like creating digital soldiers. That's what everybody's trying to do nowadays. Like with their app, they're trying to get everybody addicted. And by digital soldier, I'm not talking like Q shit. I'm talking more like they want to indoctrinate kids through technology. And whether that be TikTok, whether that be video games, I mean, you're seeing a bunch of shit, like even Bluey, for God's sakes, the fucking cartoon. You got like lesbians and shit on there now. It's like, really? We got to talk about like
lesbians?
Sexual orientation? Yeah,
they just introduced the first gay couple in there now.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, whatever. But
yeah,
if it becomes like an obvious push thing, then that's when it gets weird.
I just don't even understand why we're talking about sexual orientation. Like, why do we have to bring up lesbian versus straight? And it's like, okay, yeah, I guess I can see where they're coming from. Well, if you have a mom and a dad.
That's true. Because, I mean, look at the audience. It's like 3-4-year-old kids.
Here's my thing. Because we watch Bluey all the time, man. Yeah. I actually really like Bluey, to be honest with you. To be honest, I really enjoy that show.
Not allowed in my house anymore.
Did they come out and say like, oh, this is our new neighbors, they're lesbians? Did they say that? Like, is that how they did it?
I have no idea. I'm just speaking off of what I saw in like an article or something. So what I'm trying to say is
there's been times in certain films where there's a lesbian or a gay couple or something like that I'm like, I feel like this is a good way to do this, right? Like they're normal. They don't like express, like they're not go over the top about how they're gay. They're not being flamboyant. They're being normal people who happen to be gay.
Yeah.
And like, so I can't think of right off the top of my head, but I'll give you an example. Actually, The Last of Us. You remember that one?
Yes. Series.
Oh, so, yeah. So that his name? That one whole episode.
Yeah. So yeah, that guy, he's great. He's fucking great. But he played the gay character. And I remember watching that. And I was like, oh, here we go. You know, like fucking gay character. Here we go. Like, we got to shove it.
It was Ron Swanson.
Ron Swanson, dude. That guy. But at the end of it, I was like, you know what? I actually appreciate the way they did it. Like, it wasn't overly sexualized. It wasn't this big, like, oh, we have to, you know, it didn't feel like it was a forced thing. Yeah. And like, listen, gays and lesbians are all part of our society, man. Like, it is. No one cares. I don't think anybody really cares.
Not in my house.
Not in my house. Yeah. But just I don't think anybody cares. I just think, like, it's the way that they do it. I feel like when you see it in these Disney shows, it's so ugly and forced and, like, in your face. And it's just, like, no. That's not even real life, man. That's not how real life lesbians and gays act.
Dude, the worst was Goosebumps. I don't know if you ever watched that series.
No.
But, like, the gay character was hypersexualized. Yeah. Always had to be talking about making out with other dudes. Mm-hmm. Being like, hey, maybe I'll get lucky. Maybe we'll go past making out. You know, like super sexualized. Yeah. It's like gay people aren't always thinking about getting a dick in their mouth.
No. You know what I mean? And I have nothing against gays. Absolutely nothing. The problem I have is the agenda push, man. And you can see it where there's a push and you can see it where it's just a natural character. It feels like it's just a normal character. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But like every show having to have a set amount of people of all genres, like, you know, oh, there's not enough Asians in this movie. We got to get more Asians.
Exactly.
Like, what are we doing? I mean, sometimes there's not. Sometimes there's no white people. Sometimes there's no black people. Sometimes there's no, you know, gays. Like,
depends on the story.
It depends on the story. It depends on, like, you know, it's just.
You know what? You know who's left out of everything? Who's really discriminated? The Antarcticans.
Oh.
Okay. The people from Antarctica. Left out of everything.
See, I was going to say the Indians, and I'm not talking about the natives.
Would those be Eskimos?
That is a racist term now, okay?
Is it?
Inuit?
I don't know. Are Eskimos from Antarctica or from...
I think that's just Alaska, dude.
Is it just Alaska?
Yeah.
I think so.
Really?
Maybe in Russia, you might have a little crossover there, but...
So you can't say Eskimo anymore. That's not even a
thing. I don't know.
So if you have
Inuit is the proper term.
Oh, Inuit? That sounds worse.
I learned that about like 10 years ago.
That's so stupid. Like,
Inuit? What does that even mean?
That sounds like somebody that has a down issue, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, Inuit sounds worse than Eskimo.
Right?
It does.
Doesn't it?
It sounds more like medically like something's wrong, you know, kind of a vibe.
Yeah. Oh, you fucking Inuit?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, oh, geez, why'd you go there?
So I got to say, I got to give her an Inuit kiss tonight. You know what I'm saying? A little Eskimo kiss. You can't even say that shit anymore.
Nope.
Man, they just started ruining everything, don't they?
And Eskimo bar, I think, just went bye-bye, dude. They
okay,
make
so they're from the...
Wait, was that Eskimo bar? Was there an Eskimo bar? That was a Klondike bar, I thought, no?
Oh, I thought it was an Eskimo bar.
Oh, no, shit, you just made that shit up, man.
I just saw Eskimo in my mind and go, yeah, that was a fucking Eskimo bar.
So it says they're from the Eskimos. It says Eskimo is an...
Indigenous person.
Indigenous peoples. Inuit? And Yupik of Eastern Siberia and Alaska.
But they say they're from Eastern the circumpolar region.
Mm.
Which is different. So
definitely not from Antarctica.
Wait, weird. This is kind of weird. I want to dive into this for a second. Show the screen real quick.
Why?
Because look at this fucking... They're from the circumpolar region. And they show the map of the Earth. And it's like... It's all the ice around the Earth, man. You know what I'm saying?
Is that flat? What is that?
It's a flat Earth.
I don't even know. I think that's supposed to be Iceland, maybe?
We'll click on that, and then let's see what map they show. No, go into the article of the Wikipedia. Some flat Earth. And then there should be that map.
Oh, what is
this?
Oh, that's just like a...
Holy moly.
That's just a small glimpse of the Earth.
I can't
see
anything.
That's the top part of the Earth.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
They can't trick me like that. I thought that was a whole Earth that they were trying to say was the Earth there. That's just like one little small section of Earth where they're from.
How do you pronounce that, Dave?
So are these all just...
Nunavut, Kalaallit.
So I'm assuming these are all just different indigenous peoples, right?
That's the names primary, of them? That's the primary land.
Regions, okay, so that is Alaska up.
But these
the
are countries.
Top.
The mm-hmm. Yupik isn't... These are the people, Siberian Yupik.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing it's probably like the, you know, like the Kalaallit tribes or the fucking, you know what I mean? The
Kalaallit.
Yeah, that's Canada. And what is that? Greenland?
Nunavik.
Well, I could tell you for certain. I never thought we'd be talking about Eskimos tonight. You know what I'm saying? Of all the things that we. I hate that, though. I mean, like, I guess if, you know, if the actual Eskimos had an issue, I probably respect them personally, but I doubt they actually have an issue with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Dan says, I know what I would do for a Klondike bar, but I won't tell her something.
Oh, God.
Or I know what you did for a Klondike bar.
Klondike bars
tell.
Are pretty good.
They are fucking good.
They are pretty. And that's one of those
treats. I haven't had one of those in a long time.
It's one of those treats you just don't ever think to buy, man. It's always in like the corner of the ice cream section. You know what I'm saying?
I can
like
actually remember the last
time. Dude, they time are better, yeah. They're better than ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, fuck yes.
The last time I had a Klondike bar, I was probably 6.
This suspense is killing me.
Damn, okay, 6.
6 or 7?
Whoa.
30 years ago, okay.
I remember I was at Conestoga in Klaskanai.
Boy, we triggered something with Chris. We triggered some core memory. This is core memory.
And I would go, we'd go in there. Probably at least once a week. Got and the lady that worked there, fuck, I can't remember her name. She was don't basically say you know like, her name. I do know her name.
Old Tammy.
It's
Paige.
Tina, no, Tammy, God. Trina,
Christina, Kelsey.
I can't remember. But Tamara. She was basically like she Tamara. Was like one of the family friends because they all knew her.
Okay.
And every time we went in there, we'd sit down and she'd immediately bring me and my brother Shirley Temples.
Oh, good choice.
Ooh. Yeah.
And we'd drink those, and we'd have our food, and then she'd give us a Klondike bar afterwards.
That's pretty dope.
Okay. She was probably trying to roofie your ass, dude.
Yeah, dude.
She's like, I like this little bar.
Shirley Temple, like, with no alcohol in it, obviously.
Dude, that I was going to say, I remember being a kid, and we'd go to a restaurant like Denny's or some bullshit, and we'd say, my mom would say, Shirley Temple, virgin. And I'm like, you know, virgin. Yeah, virgin Shirley Temples, man.
Man, they were fucking good.
And then I was just like, I can't wait to fuck. You know what I mean? Like, but you know,
oh, yeah. I'm joking.
Dude, you remember that? You guys remember that period of time where middle school or like even elementary school where you knew what sex was? You know what I'm saying? Like you knew what it involved at that point and you were like kind of like curious about it. And you're like, oh, God, I can't wait to have sex, dude. It's going to be so sick. And then now we've had sex. You know, we're married and we have kids and shit. We're older. And you're like, it's just sex, bro. Like,
dude,
it's
not, I, that, I did.
You're like, I like having sex, I but do. I'm not as excited as I was as a teenager.
Dude, I did, but sure. I was like, I was also afraid of it.
Yeah.
I was like, ooh.
There was a scary thing.
This is probably going to be good when this happens someday. But then I was like.
I remember the very first time I had sex. I do. I remember the very first time. I remember where it was at. I'm not going to get details, but I remember after. I remember after she went home and everything, whatever, you know, and I was just like, oh my God, she's going to get pregnant. I'm screwed. Like, it was immediate fear of like, because you have no clue, like how, like, you know how it works, but you don't know, like, you know, like how much has to go in.
Well, it's
because
all
you
the blood has left your brain.
Yeah.
And entered your dick.
And you're like, oh, my mom's going to be so disappointed in me. You know, like it's a wild time, dude. It's a weird thing. My daughter, my oldest daughter just came up to us yesterday. Rowan, she said, she's like, a guy asked me, like, this boy. And, you know, I've actually been talking to Chris about it here. She has this boy that has a crush on her. She kind of has a crush on him. And he got her, or she went and was like, hey, do you care? Is his birthday or something coming up? And I want to get him a baseball. He really likes baseball. She went and bought him a baseball in like a Reese's bar and put it in a little bag for him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he asked her out.
He said, like after that?
She actually, she gave, no, it was before she gave him the present. But regardless, he said, do you want to be my girlfriend? And she goes, I have to ask my mom and dad. And so she came home last night, apparently, to my wife and was like, you know, he asked me out and like, are you okay with that? And she's like, well, we need to talk to your dad. And so today she got home from school and she walked in and she's
and you
like,
were cleaning the shotgun.
No, I had a conversation with her. I was like, listen, I think it's fine. He's, you know, he probably is a nice boy. I just, you know, I just laid down the rules. You know, I'm like, you know, it's okay. You can't let it interfere with school. You know, no kissing, none of this crap. Like you guys can just, you know, play your little role. You know, but I had to
no
kind
of going off to the room by yourselves.
Well, she's okay. They're not even gonna.
They're probably gonna
out.
Kiss now. We know, right?
Nah,
she said not to.
I know, but you know, knowing Ro, like I
Ro's just, pretty.
She's very mature, and I think she's pretty responsible. But you know, I had to kind of give her that thing. It's a kind of a weird thing because I've never done it before, right? I had to it give her weird, that talk dude. Where I said, "Listen, I know that this, you know, this probably is not anything, right? This means nothing really. It's just a little crush that you guys have." But I said, you know, hey, there's real emotions behind going out with people, you know, and someday, like, you may like somebody more than they like you or vice versa. And your heart's going to break and you're going to think like it's no one's, you know, there's no one else for you. And it's, and we all deal with it. So I just want you to understand that there's, you know, maybe not right now, but especially when you get into middle school, like where you have maybe a more serious girlfriend, boyfriend, like it, you know, it's, there's a lot of emotion behind it. So you just need to be prepared for that. And you need to be honest. I said, you have to be honest. If you don't like him anymore, you always tell him, hey, you know, I want to be friends with you and I don't really want to date anymore. And I hope he does the same to you. Right. And be honest about it. So, but I haven't, you know, that's like that next step where I haven't had that before, you know, where I haven't had to have that discussion, because the next step is going to be the real birds and bees.
So what was your thought like when you were told this and you're like, oh man,
not what I thought it would be. No, you know, here's the thing. My daughter's very mature.
Was it in the moment? Was it weird having that conversation?
No, I expected it, man. I could tell she's into, you know, I could tell that she thinks boys are cute. And you know, it sucks because I know Greg, like, you're not here, right? So you don't get to see her very often, but she's like very, very mature and very, like, she looks so much older than she is. Like, she really is, like,
how tall is she now?
She's as tall as
Jill, dude. And she wears Jill's shoes. I mean, her hands are bigger than Jill's, which is wild. She has big hands like I do. But she, the way that she, you know, as a father looking at her, the way that she, like, carries herself now, it's, yeah, I really don't have concerns with her as far as that. I feel like she's, you know, she has a good head on her shoulders and she's not, like, lushy about things, you know? So I'm hoping that that's the case, right? You never know, but it's just a weird conversation to have. You guys are both obviously going to have that same conversation soon.
Yeah.
And it's a weird one, you know, cause we've all been through it. I could tell you some traumatic periods of time in school is like losing, you know, long-term girlfriend or like I'm breaking up with you and they're with Billy next day and you're like, how could you, you know, like it's just a fucking, you know, whatever the situation.
And that's when you give her her first beer.
Well, you know,
yeah. Come here. Let's go to the bar. You can sit out in my car and we'll chug some beers.
Yeah. It's a weird thing, like having that, you know, but she's.
It's like, I don't like to think about it though. You know what I mean? It's like,
it means they're getting older.
So much shit.
Right? Like,
we're getting older.
And like, but I, you know, when we all talked about it years ago and it's like, I'm never going to let my kid. You know, it's like you see how your kids are. And I think, you know, between your children, we all have multiple kids. I think you can look at it and say, you know, like one's more goofy and funny. One's very mature. One's, you know, whatever. And, you know, I don't worry about her. I just don't. Mm-hmm. Right. At least right now. There's nothing that she's done that makes me worry. So I'm sure the guy's a really cool kid. I'm sure he's really nice. And they'll probably hang out for a week and then just move on. I'm guessing that's what it's going to be. You know,
it's crazy shit, dude.
I know. Yeah.
Kids are getting older.
How old's your girl now? Like 8 or something, right?
Yeah, Lana, she just turned 8.
Yep.
And Kingston is 10. And Kai is going to be 4.
Yeah.
In June.
So you got that nice spread like I do, you know, where you have a pretty fair spread between them all. You know what I mean? Which is good. Because it kind of, the oldest you kind of learn from, and then you can move that on to the second one. It's a little bit smoother.
Yeah.
You know? So it's cool, man. It's cool. It's just part of parenting. It's, you know, you're never really ready for that shit.
So. I know I don't want to like do a hard turn, but I'm going to take a hard turn.
Okay,
here.
That's fine.
Because we're talking about parenting, and I think someone who might need a parent is Joe Biden, because this guy's blundering all over the place, dude. Like, he fucking read the prompter again today. Pause.
I have that.
Oh yeah, Dave. He has the clip. Well, is it this one?
Yeah, that's the first one. It's so stupid, bro.
What was this? Like, what was he talking to? Like, what was he talking about?
Foundation for the something or other. I don't even know who the fuck he was talking to, man.
4 more years, boss.
He doesn't know who he was talking to.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he's been doing his things. He had a little deal in Florida the other day, and dude, actually, yeah, we let's go with this, cuz there's a few different things I want to talk about. I'm not sure where this. He did one with the union, a certain union rally. That might have been this one. I'm not sure, but
here, I'll play this for
him.
Unions actually vote for Biden?
Well, not union members.
Imagine I guess what that makes sense. Next.
Right here.
4 more years.
Oh.
4 more years. 4 more years.
4
more
years.
Oh,
he's like, oh my God. What was that face?
Oh, dude.
He thought they were saying, like, for him.
They were.
Were they? No.
4 more years. Yes. That's what he was saying. They're
4 more years. Yes, dude. They're at his rally.
Yeah, they're at his rally. And there was this thing on the monitors that said, like, 4 more years, you know.
Yeah. But the way he said pause, fucking confused.
Yeah, when he said pause.
4 more years.
But like pause. The quiver of the lip.
Yeah.
He like was quivering when he was reading.
And then
like,
they
pause,
started chanting and he goes, pause.
Yes, he was quivering.
Pause.
And then he smiled when he realized that. I don't think anybody heard it. You know what I'm saying? Not realizing.
No, he was like, oh shit, I wasn't supposed to read that. But you know what? Like, they're turning that into like, oh, look how genuine he is. Like when he messes up, this is the humility. He just laughs it off.
Oh, fuck right off. Such not a good you. Guy. Like, people are so stupid. No, he's losing his mind. That's what's happening right now. He literally, he doesn't understand when to pause.
I just saw an article that was saying like people are worried to vote for him because they think he's going to die in office.
Oh, yeah.
And it's literally, that was a headline. Like, Biden will die. I'm like, what?
But, like, history would say, yes, absolutely, bro. Like, 76, 77 is the average age
of death. Joe Rogan's called. He said he's going to die in May.
So that's what's going on, dude. Like, when I get on Rumble, mm-hmm. you see these weird ads. Like, Rumble has become, like, this weird fucking zone to go to watch things. I don't know if you guys ever get on Rumble.
No, I haven't in a while, yeah.
Nope.
Dude, like, the video, like, the ads, because you don't choose the advertisements. Like, if you choose, like, for Rumble to take over your video and be like, yes, you can do whatever you want with this video on sure. this platform. Go for it. They will put the weirdest fucking advertisements at the beginning of your videos. And it's like these old boomers that are like, you ever had problems with your intestines? Well, let me tell you about this little product over here. And it's like, oh my, like
problems what? With your intestines?
Yeah.
It's like such for boomers. And I'm like, how old is the audience here?
You ever deal with constipation?
Yeah.
Old slippery. Anyway.
You ever have any of those organs that don't work like they used to?
You ever get bunions on your dick? Like, that's not even a real thing.
Yeah, dude, it's, seriously, it's like a freaking pharmaceutical company, but like Mike the pillow guy, like he's trying to sell me a pillow, but it has like a pill in it.
God damn.
I don't know. It's so weird.
I haven't been on Rumble for ages, man. For ages.
It's been a while.
I have keep this going. I have a second video of, I think, what is the most damning thing that Biden said, to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And I find it very interesting how he phrased this. And it's accurate. I think he's actually being honest and being accurate right here. Go ahead.
In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
Yep. Yep. I'm not surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove that we can't be trusted?
Well, dude, remember the clip when he said, we pulled off the most intense stealing campaign of this voter's fraud?
Yeah. Like,
he basically said that we committed voter fraud.
Yeah.
Like,
and
if Trump doesn't take that and put it in an ad, then Trump is doing a serious disservice.
No, that has to be
used. It has to be used in an ad because it literally is what's going on. Like, Trump is being proven, not just Trump, it's just the party in general is proving over and over how corrupt this whole thing is, dude. And they can't be trusted. Yeah. They can't be trusted.
Well, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know if I trust either side.
No, and I don't
not
trust
necessarily just Trump, but like Republicans that are in Congress right now, I don't trust a fucking.
Most of them are shitty.
Yeah, dude, I don't either.
Yeah,
all
of them are, except for Massey. And
yeah, the problem is just like them. Okay, I'll say them and they and we, like, they are putting their trust in the party. Even if they know it's wrong, they're hoping that it will correct itself. And we have a party on the right, which I understand some people don't want to clap, but like, there's enough positive, ideology in that party, in my opinion, right? Just mine, that like, it's worth trying to save. That's what I'm trying to say.
The Republican Party?
Yes. I feel like the Republican Party, like, if you look at what the principles are of the Republican Party, I'm not saying that they follow them and they're not corrupt. They are. There's a lot of corruption and they've swayed off the path, but I like the principles behind the party. It's just a matter of like, we've let people slip in that are snakes, bro. And we haven't figured out a way to handle those snakes. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times you have to go in the yard with your shovel and you have to fucking decapitate those snakes. You know what I'm saying? You got to get them out of the fucking system. You do.
We're not calling to cut off people's heads.
No, I'm talking about snakes.
No, we're talking about killing snakes.
Okay. Talking about killing snakes.
Yeah. That's the whole thing is like, where does it all begin? Man. You know, the root of all evil is what? Money. So who has the money? The money is what corrupts people. Sometimes it's the blackmail, but we can't prove that.
I don't really think it's the money, man. If you want my honest opinion, I think it's more about power than it is about money. Controlling other people, I think, is very powerful. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. But there's a directive. Like Obama, for example, when he was running, he had these high hopes and he was saying a lot of stuff that people wanted to hear.
Sure.
But he didn't really follow those principles when he got in office. You know what I mean?
No.
So it's like, at what point did he get pulled into a back room and say, look, I know you're talking a big game out there, but this is how it's going to go. You know what I mean? And who are those people that tell him that?
Yeah, you know? That would be assuming that this wasn't part of the plan the whole time, right? That's assuming that he was truthful about the changes that he wanted. And I don't believe that he ever was. I think that like you can, it's like dating a girl. You want to, you're propping yourself up on the first dates here. Yeah, I do this and I make this much money and this is my beautiful home that I built and this is my cool backyard, my cool swimming pool that I built and this is my rad car. And you're propping yourself up to get that second date. And that's what he was doing. He was trying to sell himself as the good guy, get that beautiful woman, America. And once you find out, because once you kind of get comfortable in that relationship, your true colors come out. Are you a piece of shit?
Well, dude, that's, yeah, that's what all politicians do when it comes to voting season. I mean, BLM is a stage for people to stand on, or like it's a tool for politicians to use. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sucks for people who fall into that. But like, if you support BLM, you're literally just supporting a political agenda and you're being used like as a pawn. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I don't know if Trump supporters are falling into that same trap. You know what I mean? Like the whole January 6th thing was a big, like, whoa, what are we doing here? Because Trump didn't call for violence, but he called for a massive surge of people, right? He also knew that Nancy Pelosi wasn't going to have the 10,000 National Security Guards or whatever the fuck that was, right? Because she had said, we're not bringing anybody. We have police staff. They can handle it. And so it's like you were setting up this situation where he knows it's going to be kind of chaotic. He probably knows that it's going to be infiltrated by FBI and, you know, intelligence agencies. They're going to make it look like Trump supporters did something bad, which some did, right? We can admit that there were some actual true Trump supporters that did bad things on that day.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Not just all feds.
Yeah, sure.
So it's like, you can be persuaded when you fall into this groupthink. And that's what I just like, when you just think of MAGA and you think of Trump supporters and you think about everybody fitting into this group, I'm hoping that they still have a mind to think. And I think they do, because we've seen it like at Trump rallies when he starts bringing on like a CEO from Pfizer. He's like, come here, Mike. Come on. This guy's CEO of Pfizer. And the crowd just boos.
Yeah.
And then Trump goes, I got to work on these guys. I got to work on this crowd, you know. But it's like you can see like they have those glaring moments of, yes, I can think with my own brain. This is bad. Bad Trump. Bad. But they don't stick with that. And they don't nail those questions to Trump, and no one ever rarely goes down those roads.
Dude, I get what you're saying, man. I totally get what you're saying, but like, for one, I think Trump of all presidents has been fairly indifferent his entire presidency, right? From basically the very beginning, coming down the escalator to now, Trump is Trump. And I think that's been well known. Like, I'm not saying we haven't had
indifferent things that, as in like he can change it.
No. I mean, maybe that's the wrong word. What I'm saying is he's pretty much the same dude. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't change. He didn't, like, slow down on the rhetoric. He didn't change his presidential style. He's bombastic. He says what he thinks, no matter good or bad.
He is what he's always been.
And we can disagree on certain things that he's agreed with, right? Like, he kind of was pushing, you know, the vaccines and stuff, and I don't agree with that. I don't think anybody here does, right? So, like, yes, he's a human being, and he has thoughts, and I'm not going to love every thought that he has. But, you know, if you look at it from, like, a friend standpoint or a wife or just anybody in your life that you are around a lot, like, I just don't, like, there's things that people do that, like, you can love that person, but you're just like, that's annoying. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure your wife annoys you, like, at some point. Something she does annoys you. Doesn't mean you don't
all
love
the
them.
Time. No, I'm just kidding.
Doesn't mean you don't love them. And so... What I'm saying is with true. Trump, I think most people can look at the big picture, and I think you're trying to look at the small pictures, and I think most people are saying, as a whole package, I want to run with this guy. But that doesn't mean
not
that
necessarily the small pictures. It's like, will this guy, I don't know, like, is he just a salesman? That's my worry, you know what I mean?
Dude, I know, but how many times do you have to, here's my thing, seriously though, how far do we have to go to know that that's not always the case, that he's just a sailor. He was president for 4 years. Was those 4 years better for us or worse?
I mean, COVID. Yes, it was temporary, but I think that like he took advantage. I see how he took advantage of the market, because our market is a big bubble right now based on debt. You know what I mean? And that's what I worry about too, is like, what's his solution for the financial situation that we have? And, you know, like, I don't know that much about debt and like how you resolve it, the interest rates and all this shit and like the solutions, you know what I mean? But I don't think he does either, you know?
I would adamantly disagree with that one.
I mean, you can't get to be as successful as a businessman as he's been and not understand how that shit works. He's one of the most successful there is.
I mean,
is.
He doesn't like, he doesn't spew out things from his mouth that make me think that he is confident about how things
but
work
see, like,
when it comes to financial stuff.
I think the way that you view people and the way other people view people are obviously different, right? Like you're listening to him verbatim. And I think the problem is that we've, and it's kind of surprising to me because I feel like the majority of people that really despise Trump have tried to listen to his words, acting like that is the way of the world. But in reality, Trump says a lot of things. He just talks endlessly about shit and can sometimes get himself tied up in a pretty rough situation. We've seen this happen, right? I'm looking at action now. So I'm saying we're going to have a president. And I think there's no president ever that's going to happen that everybody's going to agree is going to be the best. Everybody loves him. Everybody thinks he's the best. And this is people are going to hate. They're going to love him, hate him, middle. And so I'm just looking at those 4 years that we had. Granted, COVID was a huge fucking thing, dude. But I'm saying the way that we were running, I would much rather go back to that.
I think that's how it's supposed to be. I think like, there is no other option but Trump right now. And I think that that's for a reason.
But I'm saying is the rest of it, I can't worry about that until that comes down the pipeline, right? And I think that Trump supporters are well aware that, like, if he pulls a fast one, I think he would. Listen, we saw Trump lose support, man. Like, we did. He was very low. And when we were talking about it, when we were at the other studio, I was like, fuck. He does not have the same support he had. I was adamant about that. And I believe that. And that's because he was saying things. I think people that showed that people are willing to get off the Trump train if you're not going to stay on the course.
But how did he fix it? He got arrested and he put out his mugshot and then his poll skyrocketed. So I'm just saying, like, he needs the deep state to go after his ass to retain his popularity. So he can't get rid of that. Like, he has to have the deep state around in order for him to be the underdog. You know what I mean? Because he's always like, oh yeah, they're always after him. They're going after him. Look at how they're treating him. It's unfair. I'm going to vote for him just because I want him to get revenge on those people. Yeah. He needs them around to keep that ticker.
See, I don't know if I agree with that either, man. Like,
it's like WWE.
Sure. I think at a base level, I see what you're saying, and I think that makes pretty good sense. But I think what it showed us and me, I guess I should say, is that like, what he was being attacked for was the things that we were all seeing as bad. And my opinion has always been like, and we've talked about this, if somebody's going to go after a person and try to just destroy their whole existence in life, and he's talking about the government and those kind of things, usually those people are onto something. They're onto something. Yeah. They're saying something that's really pissing somebody off. You know what I'm saying? Because we've seen other presidents and they don't get attacked like Trump does. So what was Trump doing? You know what I'm saying? Take away all the fluff and the bullshit that we can all petty stuff that we can disagree on. He was doing something
or is doing
that was rocking the whole government. And so, like, I'm going to side with those people because that to me is the sign that he's on to something good when the people are freaking the fuck out.
That's yes. I think that is a good way to look at it. But you can also think that they don't know that. Like, I think that they know that.
Who knows that?
Right. I think Trump knows that. I think everybody knows that. Everybody who's playing this politics game, they know that if you look like you're being attacked, your polls will go up.
I know, but
because if it's falsely attacked, that's the problem. Is like these like Democrats, whatever you want to say, like the people against Trump don't have a solid case, and they never have, and they've made shit up. They've been proven in court that they've made shit up. Hillary's paid for it.
Yeah.
And so it's like that. Why did they keep doing that? Because they know this stuff just gains Trump popularity. So why do they keep doing it? That's my question.
That's the only way they can do
that. That's the only thing they have left.
That's not the only thing they can do.
What is it?
Assassination? I don't think that's the only thing. I think they can focus on what Trump has actually done. You know what I mean? Like, let's point to things that kind of contradict things that he stands for, like America First, like free speech, like, you know, like the just to name off a couple.
Are you talking about the Democrats using this? That's what you're saying, right?
So it's confusing to me why the Democrats always go after Trump with these kind of contrived notions that they know will dissipate. They might work in the short term for their party, but in the long term, people will see that they're lying and turn against them.
Well, because I don't think they have anything else to go on.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not. I got to take this call here.
Real quick, no problem. I would argue that they have nothing else.
Yeah, I would say the same thing. I was saying if they did have something that he has done that is prosecutable, is that a word?
Sure.
then they would have. We've made this argument several times. Like if they actually had something that they were able to get him on, they would have used it. As much as they'd gone after him, they'd have used it already, and he'd have been out of the picture. So I know, the fact that they haven't, and then they make up the bullshit, and then they get caught in their bullshit, and it ends up going against them, but they keep repeating that process, tells me they have nothing in the first place.
Well, yeah, but that's not what he's saying. We already know they have nothing. But he's saying, like, why do they continue to do it, knowing that it's going to be better polling for him?
Well, because if they end up going under the radar on one of these, then they've accomplished their mission.
That's what I think.
Going under the radar?
It takes,
what do you mean?
Yeah, under the radar are people calling their bullshit.
No, I was trying to say that they have a system right now that's Democrat ran. A lot of judges are Democratic judges, appointed judges, you know what I'm saying? Like they're going to New York City where it's primarily Democratic, and they're hoping that like one of these fucking shit things that they're throwing against the wall is going to be enough. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's just to hold them off the trail, like something to disrupt. They know they don't have anything, but like they're still going to like muddy the system up as much as possible to try to hinder him. Because in my opinion, there is nothing left for them to do but try to slow him down. That's all you can do is slow him down.
Yeah. I mean, he is going to win like for certain. I think that's what is going to happen.
Except for certain.
I mean, there's no other option, dude. But like the thing that I have been listening to a lot of Anomaly, and he has these things like on the back of his hand, dude. He can list off like here's all the bad things that Trump has done. And it goes against what he said that he was going to do. And those are the things that Democrats could be pointing against and be like, look, he said that he's like a free, like one of these things is I pulled up like this, the anti-Semitism law, right? He signed in this order against anti-Semitism at colleges, worrying free speech advocates, where it's like this, you're including anti-Semitic acts into the 1964 Civil Rights Act. But part of that is you have to maintain or adhere to the rules for the Holocaust Survival or the Holocaust Remembrance Group. And that group is kind of like the Anti-Defamation League, dude. It is very political. They have a list of demands where you cannot say certain things about Jewish people. You can't say certain things about the Holocaust. And for me, it's like, you should be able to say whatever you want. And I get like, I'm not saying like Holocaust denial. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm saying like, if you say that a certain race or religion owns the majority of Hollywood or owns the majority of banks, and then you begin to go down the list and explain your rationale, you will be going against this law, right?
That's in the law that says you can't talk about how many businesses.
So that's in the executive order. And he goes through it. Anomaly is very good at this stuff.
Right? I know, but like, he said that you cannot talk about how many people are in the, like, own businesses in the Jewish community.
Essentially, it's, so I don't know exactly what it says, but if you go to the Holocaust Remembrance League or whatever the hell it gets called, it's like ICR or IHS or whatever. Those set of rules are very, very strict. Here, let me try to find them real quick. But that's like one example where you could literally focus on that as a Democrat and just say, look, he claims that he's all about free speech, but then he's signing these anti-Semitism laws at college campuses where they are basically taking the directive of this advocacy group, which is highly politicized, paid for by who knows who, you know what I mean? And they're telling you what you can and can't say. That's anti-constitutional. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I agree.
That's just like, that's an example that they could do. And like the bump stock things, I know that's not a big deal to a lot of people, but that is kind of like it's going down the road of a red flag thing. It's like a slippery slope thing. There's numerous other things that he has done that are fishy. And I'm just like, I'm listening to other people talk about this, and Anomaly's not a Democrat. He's not like hardcore Republican or anything like that. But he is one who can actually focus on these things and put them into concise little arguments and say, why can I do this, but no one else can? And that's what makes me question both sides and say, like, well, yeah, that's true. And he's had like David Harris Jr., you know, like the MAGA party people on his show asking him, like, why have you never asked Trump about X, Y, Z? They're like, well, next time just ask him about it and see what he says, you know? So it's just, I worry that they're all in like some sort of, they're making money. You know what I mean? And when you're making money, everything feels good. You don't want to step on people's toes, but then the people that are paying you will influence you not in the best direction for our country.
Who's making money?
Like Trump, MAGA party, everybody involved in politics. It's not just Democrats and blah, blah, blah. It's Republicans, and there's ways to make money. I mean, you know, Trump was just selling Bibles, you know what I mean? Like $60 Bibles where he's like integrating the Bible with the Constitution. It's just weird stuff. You know what I mean? Where I'm like, okay, it's kind of petty. It seems like it. But if people are going to buy it, like, you know, that's the American market. You can do that.
Yeah.
So there's things where I'm hearing these arguments against Trump, and they're sound, valid arguments with plenty of evidence. And I'm not hearing the Democrats talk about it. I'm hearing Anomaly talk about it, and I don't get it. You know,
I mean, I don't give two fucks about Anomaly personally, but like, sure, he's a smart guy. You know what I'm saying? Like he's a smart guy.
Throw Anomaly to the side. His points are valid.
Listen, I know, but the other point is name a president that was perfect. You know, like that's how I look at it. Like you're asking I know that we have a pedestal for people. I'm not saying us three particularly, but like as a society, we have a pedestal for presidencies, right? We have a high quote unquote standard that we supposedly place on them. We expect certain things from them. But the truth is like name one that was really good. Just I'm talking across the board, no mistakes. You know what I'm saying?
They never had any kind of negative.
My thing is like, why is he not questioned on it? I'm like, you can have mistakes. That's fine. But yeah. Like, why are people not? These aren't looked at as mistakes, mind you. The things that he has on his list, I don't have any of that shit memorized like he does because it's not like my thing. Like, it's not like my main. Like, that's all he really talks about.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just like, why are people not asking him the questions that make you really think? And you that would be interesting to see his point of view.
I think the people that are asking like harder questions like that are the ones that don't have access to be able to ask questions like that. Like,
well, Candace Owens asked him. I mean, she asked him some really tough questions about the vaccine.
Yeah.
And he didn't have really good responses to that. And now she just came out about, you know, apparently she's an anti-Semite. She got kicked off Daily Wire. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's just like, are we allowed to talk about things? Yeah, or not?
I think, like, who runs Daily Wire, man? You know what I'm saying?
I think when it comes to certain questions, especially when you're trying to like, he's not just trying to play to one side also. And I don't think anybody that runs for president is. You want to have support from both sides. You want at least want to try to get support from both sides. So I think answering a question and giving the answer that only one side wants to hear isn't going to help him. I think
that's what's happening though. Like, we're only hearing the one.
No, he's not. When it comes to like COVID and it comes to like all that other shit, he gives a neutral fucking answer that, and then everyone's like, you didn't fucking say what we wanted you to say. I think he does that on purpose because he knows in order to win, he's got to have his base. He's got to have the right side, but he also has to gain support from the other side too. And if he goes one direction, he's not going to get this side. If he goes the other direction, he's not going to get that side.
Yeah. So it's like, it's the perfect political move, but that's why it's like, can you trust somebody like that? I mean, do you know what their true intentions are if they're playing both sides?
Actions are louder than words.
Well,
okay.
So like the four years he was in presidency. Yeah. That makes me trust that he would do what I think needs to be done. Whether he skates around a question because he doesn't want to lose support and because there's an election coming. That's a different thing to me.
I think that's like really frustrating about the conversation is I feel like I'm trying to like defend Trump like too much. Like I'm not trying to be a homer on Trump. I'm not a homer for Trump. I think Trump has done really, really great things. I think he's done a lot of really stupid shit. And you know, ultimately what it comes down to is like, I think what you're saying makes sense, but we also have to understand that like, the reason that we're in this weird position that we are in the country is because we've tribalized so much left and right that like if Trump doesn't say all the right things that the right wants him to say, to Chris's point, that people go, oh, see, fucking how do we trust this motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I have liberal ideologies in my head somewhere. You know, there's certain things that liberals do, and I don't know right off the top of my head, but I'm sure there are, that they've done that I'm like, yeah, that's not a bad thing. I don't think it's a bad thing. You're like, I don't fucking hate that. It's not stupid. And we used to be able to like have those moderate people where, yeah, the right is great because of, you know, technically they were supposed to be more fiscally conservative and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And the left was great because they had these great programs. So they were more, you know, how do we get like children and how do we get the fan, you know, and it's all went weird. And now all of a sudden it's like, if he's not saying everything that you want him to say, then it's like,
but that's not my thing. Like, he doesn't have to be perfect, okay? He doesn't have to say exactly.
Well, I know you're. I'm not saying you are. I just want you to know that.
It's like, and this will be like the last part for me because I'm going to have to jump out here. Yeah. But like, I listened to this whole thing with like, who the heck was it? David Icke was on Alex Jones. And those guys are two fucking weird birds, get it. Yeah. But David Icke was talking about how since Elon Musk purchased Twitter, no one ever asks him the tough questions about what are his true intentions and like, what does he keep on doing with all this stuff? Like and he just goes off and he lists a bunch of things. He's like, look, you say you're against AI. You say it's good, like the threat to humanity, but then you're putting brain chips into people. And it's like, what are you trying to do? You know what I mean? Like, how do you reconcile?
I don't believe he's ever said that he hates AI. Just throwing that out there. He's never said that he hates AI. He said that it could be the downfall of the world. And
no, he said you're summoning the demon. That was a quote.
Yeah, the internet
like, when you're messing with AI, you're summoning the demon. And so it's like he's talked about like various things like that. Not just to get sucked in on AI, but once somebody becomes popular, you don't ask them the hard questions anymore. And that's what I'm fearful about with Trump. It's like, can we still ask him the tough questions and drill his ass when we need to? You know what I mean? Because there are these lists of questions that I've heard on other people's show, and I'm going, that's a really fucking good point. Mm-hmm. And I've never heard anybody talk to Trump about this. And maybe I'm just missing the conversation.
And that's what I said. Like, the people can have all the good questions they want, but being able to get someone with access to that position to be able to ask him those exact questions is a different story. Like the people aren't going to ask him those questions because they're protecting their own job.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So, and that's another thing too, is he's had people on his show who said like, will you ask Trump these things? Because I can't get to where you are. You know what I mean? Like, I know, you have face-to-face contact. And yeah,
I feel like it's a bunch of catfish, bro. Like, it's a bunch of bottom dwellers right now. Like, these are the kind of questions that you're asking. I'm not saying they're not important. I'm not saying this whole, like, I'd have to look into that more because I feel like that's not completely accurate, but that's just my hot take about the whole Jewish thing. But regardless, the point is what, you know, there's a reason that they ask, what are the important topics of the American public right now? Okay. Mm-hmm. And the way that we are in this moment in time right now, I would argue that what you had just brought up as your one, I know there's more, but that one point that you said about, well, he passed this one thing that was supposedly working with this, you know, Jewish community that's blah, blah, blah. That's going to be number 155 on a list of importance right now. So,
dude, I know. I get
so,
it.
I know. So that's what I'm saying is with the economy and the struggles we're having with the economy, with the wars border. Around the world, the borders right now, the stuff that's immediately impacting us right now, like who's better? That's what I'm saying. And I'm not saying it's not important, Greg, but I'm saying that's why anomaly, like no one gives a shit what he's saying, because if you go to some family who's struggling around and I say, well, don't you really care about this? They're going to be like, fuck off, man. I'm broke. What the fuck, man? You know, like houses are fucking, you know, $700,000. I can't afford rent. Fuck you with this shit. Because it doesn't affect them. And I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm just saying at this moment in time, I think Trump did do a good job with the economy, man.
Dude, yes. And that's where I think that people get stuck on the major impact, right? Because Biden, you know, I think he was brought in on purpose to make Trump look better. You know, and this is my conspiratorial mind. Yeah. I think Trump lost the election on purpose. And I think like he didn't pursue all this shit on purpose because he wanted America to see, look what we can do. We can fucking tear your throat out. You know, we could piss on your grave, dude. And don't you want me back? You want me back, don't you? And he's making people beg for his ass. And once he gets back in, because we said, yes, we want this guy. This is our guy. He will make our lives so much better. We won't be looking at the small little things that do matter. Like those things that kind of pick away at the First Amendment, the things that pick away at the second, like the slow rolling out of these things. That's what my concern is that he is hyper and he's like hyperbolic. Like, yes, the whole world, the whole country is falling to shit. And Trump is our savior, right? Because he can make my gas bill go down and hopefully my electric bill go down. But what else is there to it? Like it's a long game, you know what I mean? Like I'm just hoping that he's the true deal. That's all my concern is.
When will that ever be released to you, man? Like when will you ever get over the fact that maybe he
once
is?
He gets back in office and we'll see what he does.
But see, but he was already in office, right? So we can admit that. So I know we're wrapping up, but he was already in office for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So he was there. Like he could have done anything he wanted to. He was riding high, bro. I mean, remember the whole like I could shoot him in the street thing? He felt that way, you know, whether he's joking or not. So like my thing is like he was in for 4 years and we saw nothing to it. He didn't start wars. He didn't start nuclear shit. I know you're saying that there's a bunch of First Amendment shit, but like if you're talking about the way the government works and how much they're willing to like remove our free speech and that's what we got, like I'm not like it could have been way worse, man. We've seen way worse with Biden on free speech. You know what I'm saying? As far as like how people are treated. Like what happened with January 6th? People are in jail still to this day. So what I'm saying is like you know, at what point do you like we have to wait another 4 years for you to go like, "Yeah, he's not bad." Not bad, dude. Like if he was good, or you can't just give him the benefit of the doubt. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no benefit of the doubt with you right now. I have to give him the benefit of the doubt.
No. I don't know. No, there's not.
Just like, it's my feeling, dude. I can't get rid of it. I don't know what it is. Like,
but that wasn't a thing until recently. Like, and that's what I was the one that was adamantly, against, like, not against Trump, but was, like, questioning Trump not even 4-6 months ago.
Yeah.
And you guys were like, nah, bro. And all of a sudden, like, see, that's what the problem is like now anomalies made you think like, oh, wait a second. You know what I'm saying? Like,
no, it's not just anomaly. It's not it's just like anomaly. Who things. Is
it? Because that was 5 years. That's what I'm saying. 5 years. We've been talking about Trump, right? So like,
I don't think it was any one person. It's just more things that I've noticed over the span here where I think we might be being conned. But yeah.
I get you.
Hold on, bud. Hold on.
We got the kiddos. They're calling for you.
It's like old times.
It is, man.
All right, dude. I'm gonna have to get off.
All right, that's all right. We're wrapping up anyway.
I get you.
All right.
All right, man. Well, hey, it was fun either way.
Yeah, that was a good show.
I we don't have a choice, man. And so I want to go with who I feel like is the best. And then I feel like right now,
Trump's the best.
He's the best for right now. Good or bad? You know what I'm saying? Good or bad?
So, I'm going to say all good.
Cheers to you, man. Okay. Cheers to you, Chris.
All right. Peace.
See you guys.
Proceed with caution. That's what I say.